All right, the Reds, it is three strikes where we get stuck into three heavy topics currently in the football world. And we've got three more for you today. And joining me, Gareth Roberts, got Ian Ryan, got Carl Kopak, and we've got Carl Kopak.
Yeah.
Struggled with your name there, mate. And Sean Bennett. And strike one, I've called strike one fans involvement. And there was a few things that I just saw over the last week or so that sort of got me thinking about this. And the idea of this is, how much should fans be involved in a club? How much should they care about a club? How much should they influence, or can they influence their club? And do some of us just simply care too much? So some of the heavy examples to follow. I've added one in my head compared to what I've sent to everyone on the panel here as well. I saw, you might have all seen it as well. There's a thread on Grand Old Team, which is a popular Everton forum, where someone has started a thread saying, basically, is it us? As in, is the problem us? Because they've obviously had a big string of managers, all different styles, all different types, and none of them have worked. And now they're flapping around trying to get a new one. And we're going to come on to that, by the way. Strike three. You didn't think I was going to miss that opportunity. Strike three is talking directly about them. But no, before that, I'm just throwing in as an example of, you know, do we care too much that fans are literally on a forum going, is the problem us? But some other stuff that's been out and about, there was a piece in the Times on Monday about Millwall. Now, they've always sang this song, no one likes us, we don't care. There's obviously a reputation that goes with the club around their fans. Some of it deserved, some a little bit more unfair. The club themselves now, though, do care, basically, and it seems like they've had enough of their fringe, if you like, of fans that do give them a bit of a reputation, it's fair to say. And there's a bit of stick, trouble and behaviour, as it's called here in the Times, in their FA Cup match against Crystal Palace. That's led to the chief executive putting out an appeal that saying that basically some of this has overstepped the mark here. We want to change the reputation of the club. He's launched a Don't Be a Tosser campaign, referencing countless missiles that were thrown onto the pitch, three incidents of individual discriminatory abuse, unsavoury chanting, a physical assault of a steward, numerous reports of drug taking in the toilets, and a pitch incursion.